good? Welcome to the On Deck TV podcast. It's your man, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
On today's show, 50 Cent trolls French Montana. Big Sean apologizes for his 2019. And we discuss the biggest albums on deck for 2020. But first, let's rap about my person of the year. DaBaby was released after being arrested for robbery in Florida. Mm-hmm. He allegedly assaulted a promoter, taking his phone and cash for not paying his full performance fee. On top of that, a warrant for his arrest was discovered in Dallas, stemming from an altercation with an airport employee. Are these issues self-inflicted or another case of more money, more problems?
This is a more money, more problems case. Mm. To say it was self-inflicted to me, it would mean that he hadn't been doing this, and I think that he's built a career off this. We're talking about an artist who allegedly killed someone in a Walmart in self-defense, granted, but these type of event scenarios, they've been following him around since the start of his career.
Yeah.
I do think that artists go through this, and this will be a time that he goes through something, and he gets a learning moment. He's still young in his career.
This is true.
Most rap artists do go through it. Unfortunately, this is going to be his moment, and
yeah,
he has to face it.
And this is my guy, my person of the year for last year. And here's the thing. In order to be person of the year, you have to be out in these streets and active and making music and having hit records.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that from jail. So you got to stay out of jail. That's your number one priority. DaBaby is my guy, but he seems to have trouble follow him a little more than the average person. And if it happens once or twice, then maybe you could say this is more money, more problems. This is fame. This comes with the territory. But, dog, you're not finna have this shit every time you in the Louis store, you in Walmart, you in airport. Bro, it's not just finna keep following you. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right, and it goes to where if you're keeping it real and you're trying to hold up a persona, that persona follows you, and now you have to live up to it and unfortunately put you in these positions where you fight and knocking people out, assaulting airport workers, doing the different things that put you in a position where you're facing jail time. That's unfortunate for the baby, and I do think he will face jail time following this.
Oh, well, don't put that on him like that. No, slow down, though.
What I think, man.
Real quick,
$80, too.
No. The promoter was supposed to pay him $40,000, and he only gave him $30,000. Okay. So it was technically over $10,000.
When you're at a point like this in your career, what younger artists should understand is they have more power in taking the $30K and telling everybody, this guy's a janky promoter, don't work with him, as opposed to beating up the guy. Now I gotta go to court and go through all of these things and do this shit like what you're saying.
Just don't be a janky promoter, guys.
Well, that. So Drake held a rare interview with the guys over there at Rap Radar. Heavily produced joint.
Yep.
1,000,000% an OVO production. As that interview went on, did you learn anything new?
I did. I learned that Drake actually owned up to him taking his L to Pusha T. Mm. I didn't hear the interview or watch the interview until a couple of days after it dropped because, number one, it was 2 hours plus.
Drake. It wasn't no exciting points in there.
No.
You knew where it was going to happen.
No, it was as long as the Scorsese film. So I knew I was going to have to break that up into sections.
No one is entertaining.
But I did see what people were saying online, and they were giving him a lot of hate and criticism for him speaking on Pusha T, saying that he doesn't respect him and kind of still throwing shots. What nobody failed to mention was that he actually admitted to taking the L in the battle, which should have been the story. My guy Drake is an A-list artist, the biggest artist on the planet, and he's still humble when he does take a L. He got to get props for that.
To steal a quote directly from Aubrey himself, ooh, wow. How you going to admit to a loss that everybody know that you already took anyway? This interview came off to me as very insecure. Drake is the number one rapper, artist, slash whatever you want to put to it in the world.
Across the board.
Why do I have to have such a controlled environment when I'm talking to two friendly journalists like B-Dot and Elliot? They not going to press him on questions, but still, I got to have my mans directing it. It got to be in my crib. All the terms that got to be on Drake terms, and I feel like that's him being uncomfortable and not knowing where people would take interviews with him if it wasn't the friendly B-Dot and Elliot doing it. He'd be scared, and it came off.
So people
insecure.
See, people knock Drake and other big artists for either not doing interviews mm-hmm. or doing them with Zane Lowe overseas and things of that. They kind of the softball underhand people.
Right.
And you know what's funny about that, too? Nori accused Zane Lowe of, they said he pays $150,000 for interviews.
I can see
that's
that.
How he gets them.
I can see him doing that. And the thing is, the reason that people complain about that is because you don't get any authenticity, and that's what we want you to come to the interview for. Don't come with these these contrived statements like, yeah, I lost to push the T. Like, that's not contrived. We know this.
That's not contrived. That's a man admitting defeat. You know what I'm saying? If he was on there, if he didn't say that, they'd be killing him for not admitting taking the L. They'd be killing him, and I'd argue he didn't.
I mean, but he don't have to walk around admitting you took the L when everybody, like, how, well, people are still asking Meek Mill about his L, yes, no?
Now they over that. He
exactly.
Back.
So we over this. Like, you don't have to keep talking about this.
They shouldn't have asked him.
Nah, fuck
out. I put that on B Dot and Elliot. Especially B Dot. He was annoying the shit out of me in that interview.
That's your man's.
Christ.
I ain't mad at B Dot though. The Griselda interview was fire too.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah.
Moving on. Travis Scott, my guy. His Jack Boys compilation dropped right before the new year. Now, the EP featured artists on his Cactus Jack record label. My question, did this project make you more or less interested in his roster?
This project made my respect for Travis Scott grow even more after the Astroworld project. He is in his bag when it comes to putting music together. You could tell from these seven songs.
Mm-hmm.
Until you told me that his crew, the Jack Boys, were on here, I had no idea what the rest of these guys were doing on here. So as far as a kickoff for them, no, did not succeed in that aspect of it. But what I do think is he solidified his name as probably the best under Drake, like, well, not the best, but the hottest, the biggest name under Drake as far as putting shit out and it hitting and the music still sounding good. Did the Jack Boys do anything for you?
Let's be clear. Now, first of all, the project was fire. And he's the biggest artist under 30 without, it's not even close. I don't even know who's second. Mm. It's him and then everybody else in a distant second. Travis Scott is a huge artist, and for him to do this compilation, I think he did it a little too low key. He should have taken the J. Cole approach and actually had a lead up to this, I think it would have had a bigger impact. But dropping at the end of the year, everybody opening their Christmas gifts, nobody else is really dropping. Nobody's really stunned music at that time. It's a little bit of a dead zone for music. People not going to remember this, and that's a shame because it's tough.
It's a good CD. A good album, excuse me.
Yeah, that's how I know you watch because you still say CD.
Still got the CDs on my brain. Got a book in the car. What I would say is with Travis Scott, like I said, he is certifying himself, and he is the hottest artist under 30. But I would, like you said, if he did a Dreamville-type thing and I walked away knowing maybe one of his artists' name before I came into this, then I would be impressed by that.
Let me put you on one of them.
Please.
Don Tolliver.
Think I've heard of him, but I had no idea that he was with Travis Scott.
That's the one that's singing.
Gotcha. Okay,
he got the super unique voice there. He's on the gang. He's on a couple of those joints. He laced them.
He did.
And
he does.
I think he got potential. He was on Astroworld briefly.
I remember that.
Yeah, that
I remember seeing the name. That's a cool name, Don Tolliver. It's like one of them comic book names.
I can see that. Yeah. You thinking of Don Logan.
Something. Whatever that nerd stuff is that you guys are into.
Nah, but that project is fire. And shout out to Travis Scott. He's the first rapper to have a Tesla Cybertruck in his video. You got to give him props for that.
You get props for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Because they're not out yet. They don't come out for 2-3 more years.
He know Elon Musk or something?
Who knew? If he did, who knew?
He got the two-wheel drive joint. I'm hating. No way he got the full four-wheel drive, big boy automatic. Like,
nah, he ain't got the...
Because what is it like, 63?
No, it's like 49. It started at 39, 49.
That's the two-wheel drive, the one you don't want, the little toy car.
Yeah, the 39 probably got the roll-down windows and everything. You don't want that. You want the big dog shit.
You can get it. I think the four-wheel drive all thing is 63, and then you can get it 7,000 fully autonomous.
I need that.
So that's 70,000.
Did you know I need that?
I could see you in that. Wondering why you're getting pulled over, going, oh, I don't know why they keep pulling me over. It's not like my car's loud. There you go. Look, 50 Cent. Your guy, speaking of trolls and, you know, that car, he took to Instagram and he was shooting shots at French Montana, who said that his album went gold after being out only 10 days. I will not lie to you. I don't be in these streets, but if I were, I doubt that I would hear French Montana banging.
Yep.
50 claims that French Montana is buying streams. He got a stream farm going.
Okay.
Do you believe it? And is French hotter than we thought he was?
No, I don't believe that. And also, French is absolutely not hotter than we thought he was.
Hence him buying streams.
He is as cold as we thought he was. We know what the trick is. You put the singles on there that you had that were buzzing. He had a single with Drake. He had two singles with Drake. That's two cheat codes.
4 years ago.
They were very old singles. He had the song with Kodak Black that was a hot record. You put those three records on your full album, so now those streams count toward the sales of this one project to make it seem like your album was cooking and that people are in these streets listening to it, when in fact, it was probably one of the worst albums of 2019.
This was one of the worst? It was a dope album?
It was terrible.
Let me ask you this. Does this still entertain you? Because I feel like that these guys are friends. And when I looked at French's response, it seems as if it was lighthearted. So this is something for the older hip-hop fans to kind of...
You.
Not me. I could care fucking less about French Montana 50 Cent beefing. But what I do want to know is why do they... What's the point of this?
Man, this is 50 M.O. If he doesn't have anybody to beef with, then he's really of no purpose out here in these streets. Yeah. And then Power just came back on, too. This is great promo.
This is promo for Power. Gotcha.
Who shot Ghost, dude? That's what everybody want to know.
So he hits French up. Hey, you got an album out, right? Okay, look, I'm gonna say you buy streams. Power coming out. Boom. All
that's
right.
It.
Makes sense.
And French, he don't know what's going on. He just out here. He glad to be.
Cool.
He not really saying nothing anyway, but I think this is getting people talking about the French, and more people are probably going to check for it before they would have if 50 had never said nothing. I wish 50 would have left this alone. We wouldn't be on here talking about this raggly-ass album. It's the damn it's a double album that we didn't ask for, and now we were forced to talk about it because 50 can't stop trolling. No, he does not have a damn streaming farm. I still don't even know exactly what that means. Can you please elaborate? Because you and J. Cole seem to think everybody got one.
Well, the streaming farm is, and what this guy said on Twitter is where I got it from.
This guy on Twitter?
Yeah, he said that French Montana had accounts as to where they would log into your accounts.
Okay.
And they would play his albums. And that would get credit for the stream. And this would be on a continuous loop throughout numerous accounts. Now, I heard a podcast called Reply All where there was this guy, he was a hacker guy, and he was talking about how people do go online, like the black web, dark web, that place that you be looking at your films.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
People go on there and they sell like Spotify accounts, they sell like Netflix accounts, and they sell those in bulk. So you can go buy 100 Netflix accounts with the passwords for like $1,000. I don't know if that price is exact. Don't quote me on it, but those things happen.
Sure, so you don't.
French would go buy thousands of Spotify accounts and use those accounts to play his music and hence get streamed on.
I wouldn't put it past him, but I think this is simply because of the singles. Let's not overthink this, guys. Okay. Shout out to 50 Cent, though, man. Who shot Ghost? Did you watch it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What
me neither.
That?
I didn't watch it either.
I know who shot JR.
I know who shot Mr. Burns.
Lisa, wasn't it?
No, it was Maggie.
It was Matt. It sure was Maggie. Is that a spoiler alert?
No. That shit 30 years old. If they ain't seen that by now, that's on them. Hey, don't go nowhere. We'll be back, guys. We're talking 2020 predictions. It's a big year coming up. You're not going to want to miss this.
Flashback.
You live with the man. Bad ass. You know how he get in. I love it, bro.
Who's your bad ass on Deck TV? You already know they're live in Nashville. Holding it down for all my real niggas.
That's
and
real.
Keep it locked on Deck TV.
And we are back to Sonic TV Podcast. It's your man, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Hey, man, 2020 is upon us.
It is.
And I think we got a big year coming up.
You do.
You complained last year that there were no A-listers.
I did.
Well, guess what?
What?
2020 is going to take care of all those wishes. We got big dogs, a lot of drops, allegedly.
Are you
coming
sure?
I mean, I think so.
Or are you still going to try to sell me that Megan Thee Stallion and the baby are the big dogs that I should be waiting for?
Those are the big dogs in 2019.
Are they or are they rookies?
In 2020, we got Drake.
Okay.
Allegedly. I called Drake taking a year off last year, by the way.
Did you call him taking a year off or did Pusha T make him take a year off? That's what I would have liked to learn in the interview. It's like, you know what? Man's made me take a year off. I had to regroup. First year in, what, 10 years that he ain't dropped music? I'm just saying,
it's been a minute.
Man.
It's been a minute.
First year in, like, 10 years.
Now, he's supposed to drop.
Okay.
Kendrick is supposed to drop.
Right.
And J. Cole. Those are arguably 1, 2, and 3 in whatever order, whatever mood you in that day.
You going to do Big Sean like that?
Nah, he not an A-lister. Not yet.
Okay.
That's my guy.
Gotcha.
But not yet.
Gotcha.
What are you expecting from each one of those three? Who do you think is going to drop first, last? What do you think?
I think Cole would be the last of the three because he was so visible this past year, right? He was seen the most, so he has to be seen the less this year moving forward because he made his footprint and is not as far off as, let's say, maybe a Kendrick Lamar.
Who's been gone for...
He has been going a while.
Till November.
You have been complaining that he does not rap.
That's true.
A lot of people have been complaining that he's mailed it in on verses.
That's a
fact.
The
verse on Jeezy with him and Cole.
Trash.
People claim that he mailed that in. I expect a big year from Kendrick Lamar because I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan, and I'm really hoping and have my fingers crossed that he has a big year. Quietly, I do think that TDE has been loud in their own way. On, like, I've seen Punch and Top Dog replying to things. There was a little small, slight Griselda. I wouldn't call it a beef, a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding.
And I do think that misunderstandings like that are what fuels TDE, Kendrick Lamar, so I do expect something big from him. Notice how I just skipped over Aubrey. Let you take him.
Which one do you think he's coming out first?
Kendrick?
Yeah.
No, I think we'll see a Drake album before all of those.
I think Drake. Kendrick. Drake, the way he's moving, doing interviews, leaking out, there's videos with him and Future now. They had the video shoot. They clearly got something
Drake
cooking.
And Future have?
Yeah, I think that What a Time to Be Alive is getting ready to.
What are you on, theshaderoom.com?
No, absolutely not. I'm in these streets, and that's what the streets are saying.
Oh, gotcha.
That Future and Drake is coming out first. That's what I think we're going to get.
Oh, a Future and Drake collab.
Yes, What a Time to Be Alive 2. That's what it's going to be called.
That's cheating, though.
Why you say that?
If I goes to my point about the insecurity and my last thing. If I haven't been out in a year,
okay,
and I do this whole big produced interview that has to come out on OVO YouTube channel, and my guys have to shoot it, and the lighting and the hues have to be right, and then my first album out is with Future.
What's wrong with that?
Why?
That's a follow-up to a big record.
Nah, I can just come out with the Drake album. I don't need the Drake and Future to see if people like my new little shit that I got going on.
We teasing.
Nah.
People like that. Another Jumpman on there? Come on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, after the Drake album. After I get the Drake album.
That's for the summer. My boy coming for the summer. Now, I think he'll drop last out of the three. I think, not including the What a Time to Be Alive. I think that's going to come out early, and I think that Drake is going to drop out late summer.
Okay.
Kendrick has to come out in this first quarter. He just has to, bro. He hasn't been out in what seems like forever. And we're not counting the damn Black Panther soundtrack. We're not counting that unfinished, untitled bullshit.
Right.
The damn was, 2017, 2016? It feels like it was 2010. He has the most at stake to come out. I saw him do something. He was just out somewhere.
Who?
And I was like, Kendrick.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was, but I felt like I just saw like an alien. I was like, damn, where he been at? Like, what the fuck? So that may let me know that he creeping back out here, but he needs to come out first.
What about a Jay-Z album? The NFL Nigga for Life album?
Yeah. Jay-Z, he's contractually obligated to do the tours with Live Nation. He's got like hella years left on his touring, and I don't know how many years he can tour off the same material. So I'd have to assume that he's got something new coming out. I just don't know if it's this year. This year is about to be heavy, dog. We just named three big dogs that's coming out for sure.
Right.
Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. Then you got Cardi's supposed to come back out this year. She's supposed to drop last year. She's going to drop and heat shit up. Then you got whatever TDE is going to do, because I know it's not just going to be Kendrick. Absol should be
Isaiah Rashad, too.
Nobody's checking for that. I'm only naming big dogs right now.
And
nobody's checking for that. Big Sean, you mentioned him. He actually was sad about his 2019. He said that he apologized for his 2019, that he was actually going to go hard this year, 2020, that Big Sean is going to drop. That's going to be ready. That's what I'm waiting
on. He should apologize for that 2019 to come out with all of that like yoga music. We don't want to hear that from Big Sean.
The single was fire, though.
It was decent at best. Pusha T. What about Pusha? What are your expectations for Pusha T?
We need a full-length.
Pause.
Super pause. Pharrell-produced project. That's what we were supposed to get 2019. We got the Kanye produced joint, the Daytona, which was fire. Thank you, Kanye. And now we should get the full length Pharrell joint. Like, that should be the one.
I would like to see Pusha T not just work with one producer. I would like to see him take aim at a lot of other, like, the hot producers in the game. And I would like to hear Pusha T,
like, who? Like a Madlib?
Everybody,
Static Selector,
Static Selector, like fucking London, like everybody hot, whoever it is, and I just want to hear Pusha T like do an up to date album because we never really got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he slaughtered Drake with the Daytona, but it was all Kanye West. But I would love to see him in his newfound stardom of beating Drake last year, just do a big album. I want to see a big Pusha T album without just one producer on there.
I don't think it sounds
that's what I would like
that,
to see.
Though. I don't think
I like to see that though.
No, like, you don't want him to go too commercial.
And bro. Also, I feel like the rapping is back in more so, and he's one of the better rappers thanks to Griselda.
That's true.
The rapping is back in. You could get away with it if you're Pusha T because he kind of does what they do on a mainstream level. Like, Pusha T can do the Griselda shit, but it's more mainstream as you can get that
well,
shit.
Well, that's because it's produced by Kanye West behind it, yeah, or it, produced it, by Pharrell
grinding.
Behind it.
Okay, yeah, produced by Pharrell.
You see what I'm saying? That's why you're not going to get that from
I like to hear it, though. But I would like, now I ain't going to say you get that from Griselda, right. But imagine Griselda rapping with Kanye West or Pharrell is what I'm saying.
Hey, that might be I right
fire.
There.
Fire.
Might be I right there, too.
I like that. And I listen to them on that, yay.
Speaking of Griselda, West Side Gun, which you mentioned late last year.
My guy.
He said this will be his last year rapping. He's supposed to have a project with Madlib. That might be kind of dope. It won't be as hot as Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, but it'll be dope, though.
It's going to be frying at Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. That's first off. And I feel him on this being his last year rapping. I was listening to a podcast interview with him on this. The Real. Shout out to Jeff and Eric.
Okay.
And he got the Big Boy Wrestling League. I got some ideas for the Wrestling League. Westside, holler at me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can take that to the next level.
Is that with him and P?
Yeah.
Okay.
He told the story of how him and P got together on the Wrestling League. It was a really cool story. Y'all check that out. But I do think the West Side and the whole Griselda, they'll do some major things this year. People are starting to learn that Benny and Conway can really rap their asses off, and we'll start to see more exposure, I do expect, from them this year. And since we're getting to that tier, let's talk about people like the Rookies, the J.I.D.s, the Babies, the Megan Thee Stallions. Do you expect big things from those guys this year, or will they take a year to cool off?
I think Megan Thee Stallion is due for a big project because last year she came out early in the year, and she let that kind of ride the wave through her through the whole summer. Whereas you took an artist like DaBaby, and he came out with two projects throughout the year. So I think Meg is going to be more aggressive this go-round. Because her records off of that project have tailed off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
More aggressive than the Hot Girl Summer?
Yeah, because that really didn't work. But the Hot Girl Summer song didn't work. Then the fake relationship
the song
with Money
didn't work, but it worked, period. The Hot Girl Summer worked.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, you associate that with Meg. Like, the song actually couldn't have lived up to that.
Well, that's
as
true.
Big as the Hot Girl Summer shit was. Like,
it was important that it did, though.
It was important, and we will, again, trade the Ty Dolla $ign.
He got to bounce back.
He mailed it in.
Because he was bullshitting last year.
J.I.D.
I don't know if he's going to be the person from Dreamville to step up this year, but he's got the most potential. You know what I'm saying? I think Earth Gang really, I think they joined with some look cool. It didn't really have a big impact like Cole had maybe wanted it to. J.I.D. has the most star potential out of all the
What about
though.
Boss? You just going to put him in a Memphis Bleak Cadillac tie?
Line? I'm not even sure if that's how you say his name. That lets you know how I feel about Boss. His music. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what he going
to
do.
What the rest of them? I mean, so Irv Gang, J.I.D. I mean, because it was a big year for Dreamville to try to do something and catapult off that. You don't see anything. You're shaking your head like.
Nah, Cole. It's Cole time this year. Wow. He sat back and let them cook. Now it's Cole's turn for him to go back into the limelight and do his thing.
I got one for you.
Who?
Pusha T.
You just said
Excuse me, 2 Chainz. I'm sorry. Damn.
I forgot. He came out last year. You the only one had him in your top 10.
So do you think that he's on a new
I saw 30 top 10 lists. You was the only one that had 2 Chainz in the
I'm
top
unique.
10.
I do this. I don't look at other lists. I make my own. I'm the only one that had that Scarface, too.
Oh
with that being said, so you brushing him off. You're hating on 2 Chainz as usual.
Yeah.
Do you think he switched to a 2-year cycle? Do you believe in this True campaign? What do you think about that?
I forgot about the True campaign. He got the True thing going on with his record label. Are you peeping at his slick getting back to people pushing their labels? Are you peeping at Dreamville, Travis Scott with the Jack Boys?
Who you crediting for that? Dreamville?
Kanye. TV? Kanye.
Oh, fuck off.
Good music. That's what you can credit him for having the camp still that actually got some talent, keeping that alive, because back in the day, Niggas had camps and they were trash.
I give credit to Griselda, West Side Gun.
They're not commercial enough for you to give credit to.
But they were pushing the crew shit, and you know that stuff that goes commercial starts in the underground first. They seen how they were moving.
That's fair.
Shout out Combat Jack, RIP. He was talking about Griselda, what, in 2000?
Early.
15?
Yeah, early.
So I'm gonna credit them for that.
But Chainz, I'm interested to see. I don't know who's on the roster. If you know.
Schooly.
I don't know who's on the roster.
Schooly.
Man, I don't know if that's enough. I'm going to keep it real. Man, but Chainz is strong enough. He got a strong enough brand to make, you know what I'm saying, some cats hot. But they got to sound like something. It's that simple. It's not like a QC situation. QC got stars. They got stars
on
it. Man, Don't do that. Don't do that.
They have stars that are established already, and they are on this tier that we're talking about. Lil Baby, City Girls, Migos, Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
Fair.
And they got my boy from Memphis.
Duke Deuce. Duke Deuce, my guy. I fuck with Deuce Deuce.
He a youngster.
Punk ain't dead. True. But I did see a QC post, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because they did put QC 2018 going in, and I knew all of those people. I just named them.
Okay. You didn't know Duke Deuce. Don't do that.
Well, he's on the new one for this year, to the point that I'm about to make.
Okay.
They had a picture of people that they had pushing for 2019. I don't know any of those people. Not one. Not a name other than Duke Deuce.
No, because they even got the R&B chick. She got the I Can't Leave Alone.
Yeah, what's her name?
What's her name?
Layton.
Yeah, exactly.
Layton something.
My point. So I don't know if QC is, I don't know if they moving as strong as they were. The older tier guys, they still doing their thing, and much respect to them. But I don't know how they're going to make this younger crowd catch on.
Migos didn't drop last year.
Migos did not drop.
City Girls didn't drop last year.
At the top. That Culture 3 got to come at the top of the year.
That's going to be in the
first
quarter.
That'll probably be the first big album.
You're probably right.
That'll probably be the first big album of the year.
That's typically when they drop. Right. But the QC is going to be stupid. Lil Baby on the way. He just put his little album cover out.
Little album cover. Don't do that. We on Jimmy Fallon tonight. We here. Four Pocket Gang. Let's go.
You have fun with that.
Yes.
But I do see big years from Meg. I don't know what DaBaby's going to do. I think he's going to keep smashing the gas because he might, his style, if he don't switch it up.
Yeah, ain't no switching.
He might got to milk this for what it's worth before people get tired of it. I'm going to keep it a thousand. I'm not tired of it because that's my his style.
You talking about DaBaby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Lil Baby. I'm sorry.
Nah, I ain't nobody checking him no more. I'm talking about DaBaby.
Yeah, it's been over for that. You the last nigga on the bandwagon driving that motherfucker to the wheels talking about his style. Like, a lot of people are saying that that album was one song. And a lot of people are saying that he doesn't switch his flow up. And a lot of people are saying they're tired of the antics. So, you're right. This is a big year for him, and I'd like to see how he pivots.
Meanwhile, he got 8 songs in the top 100 right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who else got that?
That's cool. And for 2020, I don't know if that's going to work, though, because all 8 of them songs sound alike.
I need some
Suge 1, Suge 2, Suge 3, Suge 4, and Suge 5, Suge 6, 7, and 8 as well.
What about, what do you think Cordae do? He had a big year last year. Grammy-nominated joint. He may or may not win. Ain't no telling.
It's a must that he follows up and just he got to lock in this year. Like following up to an album like that, when people say that you're a clone or what, well, not a clone, but Offspring,
baby
J. Cole, and who was it, Kendrick Lamar, they were giving him high praise. So I think this year that he really got to take that and run with it, being the guy that got the bars, the young guy, being the guy that kill him, being the guy that every time that this come on and he featured on here, that he's going to rip it. He's going to tear this down. He's going to be a rapping-ass rapper.
Yeah.
And I think that'll work for him. I do think 100% that that'll work for him.
I'm interested to see what he does with this follow-up. The first album I thought was cool. I didn't have it on my top 10. Mm. I got hit up by a couple of people like, damn, you tripping. I thought it was good. I'm more looking forward to see what his sophomore album do when he's more of his own identity and not necessarily J. Cole light. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what he do.
I got one for you.
Who that?
21.
He was low-key last year.
Very low-key after the arrest.
For good reason.
Man. Yeah. What are you expecting?
I like 21, man. That's somebody that done grown on me, dog. Like,
a lot. And I think that he was hitting his stride before the ICE arrest last year. Then we had to take a year off of him. And even come back with the little verses is like, he throwing one outside there. He killing those, too.
Relax.
He like one of the most improved rappers since he came out.
That's fair.
Period.
That's fair. He is most improved.
I expect a big year from 21 Savage. I think that the year that he expected to have last year that got derailed is going to happen this year. He going to move to another tier.
He not finna move
to moving to another tier. A-list. Nah. A-list. 21 is finna be A-list.
Now, they tried that with the fake relationship with
Amber.
Yeah, they tried that. That didn't work out.
He gonna be dating, what's the chick name that got Travis on?
Who, Kylie?
Yeah, he gonna be dating her this year. I called it. That's his come up. A-list.
Slow disrespect.
A-list, here we come. One more before we get out of here. Your guy.
Who that?
What's his name? Freddie.
Man, come on. Don't do Gangsta Gibbs in the kind of way.
Oh, Gibbs. That's how don't you pronounce that. His last name. Do you expect? So he got to follow up with the Album of the Year campaign, right?
Yeah, he went on tour, had the Album of the Year off of that bandana. That shit was fire. He's dropping an instrumental joint for the struggle rappers out there that want to rap like him.
Or the people that don't want to hear him ruin those beats.
I'll ride to that instrumental, though.
I know you will, because you tired of listening to this nigga rap about nothing over 14 tracks.
But he usually drops at least once a year, sometimes twice. He may do another He may do another combo project. He had one with Currency at the end of 2017, 2018. Like, I think he'll probably give us something like that. But that's my guy, though. He going to do that. He going to drop a project, and he going to tour off of that. He does that every single year, and he's going to do that from now until the end of time, because that's all you got to do in this day of, in the internet. And you can tour overseas. Just don't get hemmed up like he did
Please
last
don't
time.
Do that.
I will say I'm looking forward to we touched on TDE like briefly, but Reason. That's Ooh. One person that I'm definitely looking yeah. for. You mentioned Isaiah Rashad for some reason. And then, of course, we've got Schoolboy, who may or may not drop.
Nah.
And then Absol, who should drop. But Absol and Reason should be next on deck. Reason.
I'm here for that reason.
Super here for it.
I'm for that reason.
I want to know what he is going to do. He's going to kind of double up on that sophomore thing, similar to where Cordae did. They should be taking a big step.
Is Boogie on TDE?
No, he's on Shady.
I don't believe
you talking
it.
About West Side Boogie with
yeah.
the lisp and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, he on Shady. He signed to Eminem.
That's wild.
But this a hey man, listen to the people we named though.
These are big names.
It's, Drake
it should be a big year.
Kendrick
we can't lead with Drake and saying that.
Cole,
go ahead.
Drake again.
I got one for you.
Who?
Sci-Hi the Prince.
He not coming out, bro.
It's over.
No, he not coming out.
It's over.
He just gonna ghost write for Ye.
So you're getting a Ye album this year. Like
know.
He didn't. Sahai didn't write none of that church shit.
Yeah, he did.
What?
I think he did.
I don't. I ain't listened, so I don't know. But
that's disrespecting itself.
I have no idea. But
I think he did help.
You think did that sound like Sahai to you?
Yeah, he was ripping it. Ye be ripping
so
shit though.
Was Sahai? Definitely wasn't Kanye. He was ripping.
Ye be ripping shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe the old Kanye.
But I here go the prediction though.
What's it?
Does he come back to secular music?
Yes.
Stop, bro. He going on tour with, what's my man in Texas?
T.D. Jakes.
No. That'll be funny as fuck, though. Osteen.
He going on tour with Joel.
He going on tour with Osteen, bro. He not passing that bag up.
Joel Osteen in the Kanye West tour? That's nasty. Ugh. God, that's nasty.
I might pull up.
Of course you are.
You ain't talking about shit.
Man.
Before we get out of here, a couple more, though. Young Thug is supposed to drop the Punk album. That's the name of it. That's your man's too.
I'm fucking with Young
See?
Thug. The album cover, wild. I mean, title was wild. But I mean, if anybody can put out an album called The Punk, Young Thug can do it. I'm here for it. I'm listening to it. It's on brand.
He said he's gonna be more lyrical.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm here to hear that. I'm here for that 100%.
Y'all let me know how that turned
you
out.
You checking for that Run the Jewels?
Man, you know I don't really. Killer Mike, my guy. Off the mic,
right?
And he be ripping like verses and shit. But I don't really like Run the Jewels music, though. Do that make sense?
Yeah, that make a lot of sense.
I don't like the music they make. Cause he be spitting.
It's like hardcore, like metal almost. Shit.
Yeah, I'm cool on that, man. That's my guy. I want his shit to be fire, but that's a skill.
You don't fuck with Belly, do you?
Nah, he cool.
He had a dope album last year. How do you
year
follow
before
that
last?
Up? Year before last. How do you follow that up?
Shit with another dope album. And he tied into Roc Nation and shit. He shouldn't have no problems putting out
it's
some
quiet
heat.
Quiet for him. Because he had a real good album and it's super quiet.
My boy.
G-Eazy?
Is coming out this year.
G-Eazy?
No. I'm predicting it is two of my guys.
Chance and G-Eazy.
Chance need to retire.
Chance needs to retire.
Two of my guys are coming out this year. They were supposed to drop last year. I have faith that 2020 will be the year. Childish Gambino.
Talking about need to retire.
And Joyner Lucas. Oh, both of them are dropping this
both
year.
Both of them
I need
are
it.
Retired, right?
They might be, man. Yeah. Cause I
fam. Let me tell you.
Childish Gambino ain't coming out.
If I was Childish Gambino, there's no reason on earth that I would come out with another album. Like I'm just not doing it. I mean, he
nice
do R&B stuff. And that is
no, he can
nice.
Rap too.
I don't want to hear that though. Oh, like that's God. That's a convoluted lane now. It's like you rap. It ain't unique anymore for a nigga like him to rap. It used to be unique for someone like him to have bars, be good at it and rap. It's just not anymore. And that ain't his fault. I just don't want to hear him do it.
This is America.
With that being said, though, I am looking forward to Atlanta season 3. I definitely want to see that. And who else did you say?
Joyner Lucas.
Nobody ain't checking
bro,
for
you
that,
checking bro. For that
Nobody's
shit.
Nobody's checking for Joyner Lucas, bro. Man,
fuck.
Like, I check for the videos. If you come out with a video album with, like, some shit like the Black and White Dude, that's cool. I just ain't nobody checking for that Jordan Lucas. And I think that point is proven because he didn't come out last year. In a quiet year would have been an ideal year for him to take a stride in the rap game.
He's going to be lost in the sauce this year.
100%. Nigga, that shit going to get backwashed.
Y'all do us a favor, man. Go to Facebook, the Rap Chat. Let us know which albums you are looking for this year. Who do you believe will come out that maybe is rumored right now? Will we get two Drakes? What are we going to do?
Yes. Possibly? Yeah, let us know, man. Y'all go to the Rap Chat, as you said. Also, go to the brand new YouTube, Realville YouTube. Mm. Join in the conversation there. All of the shows from Realville, you get to check those out and join the conversations on the different videos. Let us know what your favorite albums, or excuse me, your most anticipated albums of 2020 and what that's going to look like.
Absolutely, man. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back.
Here. Flashback.
This is Flock, man. I stay on deck, man. Hey, if it don't look like this, you ain't on deck, man. This is On Deck TV from On Deck Walker, man.
Man, we are back on Deck TV podcast. It's your man, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Man, before we wrap things up, let's hand out some wins and some losses. Number one, I am handing out a W to the late, great Pimp C. The Port Arthur MC and one half of UGK would have celebrated his 46th birthday on December 29th. You got a favorite Pimp C song?
Favorite Pimp C song, Murder, One Day, the whole album of Riding Dirty. I just go with that. A lot of people don't know that Pimp C produced that Riding Dirty album. He was behind the sound of it. And it's a story about two guys coming up on the south side of Houston. Very underrated as far as his music making skills.
What was that podcast you listened to where Bumby broke down the making of it? Do you remember that?
It was on Bomani Jones, The Right Time.
That shit was fire.
Fire.
My favorite Pimp C verse is easily Kick Doh. Without question.
Really?
I done spent my last $70,000 on a drop top Benz.
Mine is the last verse on Diamonds and Wood.
I don't know that by heart. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you don't.
I'm handing out another W to Frank Ocean fans. The singer, along with Travis Scott, is set to headline.
They keep piling on. You making you eat them Frank Ocean words, nigga.
He's set to headline Coachella 2020. Now, if you recall, Ocean stans were pissed that they thought he was appearing at Camp Flog Nah last year. My question is, did you get your tickets already?
No. Has Drake headlined the Coachella?
I don't know, but he might have been too
Mike
busy.
Mic drop. Oh, fuck. Has Drake headlined the Coachella?
He was too busy.
But Beyonce has. Yes. And Frank Ocean has. Drake has it.
So that makes Frank.
I'm just letting you know.
Is Frank a bigger star?
Number
than
three.
Drake?
Number three. I'm not even getting into a Frank Ocean Beyonce discussion. Not doing it.
Man, I'm handing out an L lastly to Suge Knight. The toy company Hasbro has finalized the purchase of E1, which is home of Death Row Records. The final sale number, you ask?
Mm-hmm.
$3.8 billion. Knight likely missed out on at least $350 million.
That's how he went buying. He knew this deal was coming a long time ago and lost his sight on all that money that he missed out on. And the way that he would have gotten at least $300 million from that $3.8 billion transaction is his percentage that would have been cashed out when Hasbro took over for Death Row.
Yeah.
Hasbro bought Death Row to obtain rights to, I think it was Baby Shark or some little kiddie song that they wanted to further merchandise out. That was from E1. Death Row just happened to be a part of E1, so that was the business deal behind it.
He probably would have got at least $400, $450.
Yeah, the 1,000,000% would have been in the eight figures.
Have you noticed no one is screaming Free Suge Knight? His free movement is quiet.
Ray J is 1,000,000% saying Free Suge Knight.
And that's why it's quiet. Man, you got it on deck of the week.
Yes, let's go to the on deck of the week, man. We're switching it up this year. A lot more eligibility for the on deckers of the week. So first we're going to go with Chingy.
That's your man's.
I like Chingy.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie to you. Chingy, you guys may know he's been quiet, of course, as of late in hip-hop, but what he is doing is using hip-hop to get kids into construction. Mm. Construction is a very, very lucrative business. If you guys do not know, you can get your general contracting licenses. Atlanta, where we're located, is one of the biggest construction hubs for black construction owners. So a lot of people got their start down here with that. So shout out to Chingy for that, man. He on deck of the week.
Yeah, Chingy's teaming up with the construction company in St. Louis he's making a couple of videos and trying to make it cool to get kids to want to become you know, workers in the construction field. Mm-hmm. They're doing a job fair in St. Louis early March. For any of our Midwest listeners, we just had a conversation about gentrification in Nashville.
Yes.
That's a long story for those of you who aren't familiar with Nashville. And look, if we have more contractors and more blacks in that space, you know, maybe we could take advantage of it in more ways than one. So shout out to Chingy. That's super dope play right there.
Yeah, dope pool for On Deck of the Week. You guys out there can see what we're doing with On Deck of the Week. If you have a nomination, put it in the rap chat. Put it on the YouTube page. Go to the website, realvillemedia.com. Leave your comments and contact us. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. Put me on something before we get out of here.
I will put you on the brand new Malcolm Gladwell book, Talking to Strangers. Mm-hmm. I started at the Audible. Started the Audible book this weekend. Absolutely fire. I am all but two chapters from finished. Ran through it in 2 days. That shit is good as hell. Talking to Strangers, Malcolm Gladwell.
When you're done with it, will you tell people you read it?
I did read it.
No, you listened to it.
I listened to it in a weekend. I read it.
That's Cal.
It's a good-ass book, though. You can listen to it in 1 week.
I'm going to put you on.
What you going to put me on? Put me on something.
I'm going to put you on Uncut Gems. Movie was fire.
Surprisingly, you went to a movie to start the new year.
Man, y'all know me. I'm washed. Same old me.
Uncut Gems with?
Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett's a co-star?
Yeah, he in there.
Is he a co-star or is he in the movie?
He's got a primary role in the movie along with you, Lakeith Stanfield. So you're in it too. But no, it's a fire-ass movie and Adam Sandler bodied it. Y'all go check that out. I highly recommend that.
I'm going to check out that Uncut Gems. If you read
or listen,
read Talk to the Strangers, man. It's a really good book. So we appreciate you guys joining us at the On Deck TV podcast. Remember, check out the YouTube, go to the socials, and we out.
Holla.